请弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音二十六章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
我们今天会念第六到第十三节。
And today we'll be reading verses 6 to 13.
我们先来念中文，后念英文。
We'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
马太福音二十六章第六节，耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说何用这样的枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，周济穷人。耶稣看出他们的意思，就说为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，作为纪念。
And hear now the word of the Lord, verses 6 to 13 of Matthew 26. Now when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
好，我们马太福音讲到已经到了第二十六章。
And so we've been going through the book of Matthew, and we've got to chapter 26.
还有三章，我们就要结束马太福音这卷书的讲道了。
And after three chapters, we will conclude our study in the book of Matthew.
我们看到最后三章的主要内容是记载耶稣被钉十字架受死。
And so we see that in the last three chapters, it is focused on Christ's passion, on his crucifixion.
以及耶稣的埋葬和他的复活。
And also his burial and resurrection.
这三章要用十次讲道来完成。
And so we will have 10 sermons to complete these three chapters.
今天我讲的是这十次讲道中的第一次。
And so this is the first time out of the 10 sermons.
在下个月十月四号，我们要分享这十次讲道的第二次。
And then October 4th will be the second of these 10 sermons.
还剩下八次。
And there will be 8 more times.
但是我要回去宣教，也就半年以后才能够和大家弟兄姊妹继续分享这八次。
But I will be heading back to China for evangelism, so you'll have to wait for over half a year to finish.
将近六个月的时间是一个很长的时间。
Now 6 months is quite quite some time.
不要等到我回来的时候，你们不知道胡牧师讲哪一卷书。
And so I do not wish for you guys to not know what we are speaking on when I come back.
或者我说讲马太福音，胡牧师你怎么讲马太福音？
Or if I say, well, let's preach on Matthew, you'll be wise, Matthew.
怎么从二十六章开始啊？
Why are we starting from chapter 26?
我不希望这样的事发生。
I hope this does not happen.
所以我现在提醒大家。
So I'm just reminding everyone.
大家要记住，我是讲马太福音这本书的。
So everyone, please remember, I will be preaching on the book of Matthew.
我今天分享的是马太福音二十六章六到十三节。
So I will be sharing with you Verses 6 to 13 of Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章一到五节没有讲。
And I have not preached on verses 1 through 5.
你们或者说，我们说改革宗教会不是不跳经文吗？你怎么跳过这五节
？You might say, Pastor Hu, aren't Reformed churches don't they not skip verses? But you've skipped these verses.
我一定不跳过经文。
I definitely will not skip over scripture verses.
这五节在下次讲到，我一定和大家分享。
And so, next sermon, we will go over these five verses.
今天我们要分享的经文六到十三节我们已经读过了。
And so, we've already read the sermon passage, verses 6 to 13.
经文记载一个女人将一瓶极贵的香膏浇在耶稣头上。
And so here it tells of a woman who has poured an expensive flask of alabaster of ointment on the head of Jesus.
在约翰福音十二章也记载着同样的事情。
And of course, this is also recorded for us in John chapter 12.
约翰福音在某些方面比马太福音更详细。
And some parts of John chapter 12 are even more detailed.
约翰福音说，这个女人是玛利亚。
And John tells us that this is actually Mary.
圣经里有很多叫玛利亚的。
Well, the Bible has a lot of people named Mary.
这个玛利亚就是称从坟墓中复活的拉撒勒为兄弟的那个玛利亚。
And this Mary is the sister of Lazarus who was brought back to life from the grave.
马太福音二十六章我们念过的第八、第九两节经文记载说。
And so in verses 8 to 9 of Matthew 26.
门徒看见了很不喜悦说何用这样枉费这香膏可以卖许多钱周济穷人。
And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant saying why this waste for this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor.
我们也看到耶稣在第十三节说我实在告诉你们普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音也要诉说这女人所行的作为纪念。
And yet we see in verse 13 that Jesus says,Truly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
就这第八、第九、第十三节，这三节经文带出两个非常重要的真理。
And just in these verses, verses 8, 9, and 13, we see two very important truths.
所以我和大家先分享带出的第一个重要真理。
So I'd like to share with you the first truth that is brought out by these verses.
我给这个真理起名叫做上好的和次好的。
So, well, the name we give to this is the best of the best.
当玛利亚用一瓶香膏浇在耶稣头上的时候
When Mary poured this alabaster flask of ointment on the head of Jesus,
跟随耶稣的门徒看了就很不喜悦。
The disciples were with him, saw it, and were indignant.
他们认为这样太浪费这个香膏了，太浪费了。
They thought this was...Much too wasteful for such an expensive ointment.
在马可福音十四章第五节的平行经文中说
And in Mark 14:5,
我们经常说到平行经文三个弗类福音书他们记载同一样的事他们我们就称为他们为平行经文
And so we're talking about the Mark and the Synoptic Gospels because there's a lot of overlap of and witnessing of the same things, Matthew and Luke.
十四章第五节这样说这香膏可以买三十多两银子
And it says there that this ointment could be sold for 30 shekels of silver
我们从参考书里看到三十多两银子相当于一个工人一年的薪水
and we see from commentaries and others that 30 shekels of silver is equivalent to 1 year's wages
一个工人一年的薪水也就是说这三十多两银子能够使一家人可以解决一年的温饱问题。
Or another way to put it, one year's workers' wages means that this amount of money can feed and support a family for one whole year.
现在玛利亚把一家人一年温饱的那个东西一下子倒在耶稣头上了。
And so Mary, in one instant, poured away all the money that could support a family for one whole year.
我们想象一斤香膏倒在头上。
If you think about it, just a lot, a flask of ointment poured on the head.
头不是碗，对不对
？And we all know, right? The head is not a bowl.
肯定的流下来。
I'm sure it's going to flow down.
所以流耶稣流一直流到他的脚上。
And so this ointment would have dripped down and flowed down to his feet.
我说为什么说流到耶稣的脚上
？And why do I say it? It is all the way to his feet.
因为约翰福音十二章第三节记载说，玛利亚抹耶稣的脚。
Because in John chapter 12 it says that Mary used her hair to wash his feet.
并用自己的头发去擦耶稣的脚。
Using her own hair even.
证明耶稣脚上已经有香膏了。
And so that means that Jesus' feet already had this ointment on it.
约翰福音还记载说，屋里充满，整个屋里都充满了香膏，香气。
And the Gospel of John tells us that the whole room was filled with this aroma of this ointment.
所以有门徒就认为，哎，太枉费这些香膏了。
So some of the disciples thought this is too much of a waste of this ointment.
他们说可以把这些香膏换成三十多两银子来周济穷人。
You could have sold this for 30 shekels of silver and given this to the poor.
能够周济穷人的确是件好事。
And now, you know, alms for the poor is indeed a good thing.
特别我们要想到是在那个时候的社会，那时候社会的穷人还是相当多的。
And if we think about it, especially that time in that society, there were a lot of poor people.
如果不是主耶稣在这里说为什么难为这女人她在我身上做的是一件美事
If it not、for Jesus saying that, that why do you trouble this woman for she has done a beautiful thing to me
如果主耶稣不说这句话可能有许多门徒一起起来要指着玛利亚你太浪费了
And if Jesus had not said this then I'm sure a lot of disciples would have gone and、rebuked Mary
如果耶稣不说这句话到时门徒指着他的时候，玛利亚就是有口无辩，没难辩。
And so if the disciples、stood up and rebuked her for this waste, and Jesus did not stop them, then Mary would have nothing to say.
如果玛利亚要辩解
，and if she were trying to、defend herself,
门徒的谴责会更加厉害。
And the disciples、a rebuke would be all the stronger.
你太没爱心了！这么多钱可以养活救活这么多人，你现在浪费吗
？You are so heartless. All this money could have been given to the poor.
现在穷人都饿着肚子了，都不行了，你一点都不没有爱心，不知道别人的疾苦。
You have no love. Can you not see all these poor people going without food and are hungry?
如果耶稣没说这样的话。
If Jesus did not say what he said,
这样的事就要临到玛利亚。
And this would have been upon Mary.
今天圣经把耶稣的话记在这里。
But today the Bible has recorded what Jesus has said.
如果没有记载耶稣这句话。
And if the Bible did not record these words of Jesus.
今天基督教里面有更多这样的事情发生。
Then there will be more things、like this happening in the church today.
像玛利亚这样的事情发生。
Like this kind of thing from、Mary.
因为我们今天都太愿意做人能够看得见的事情。
Because today we are all too ready to do、visible things that people can see.
我们太愿意做能够被别人感恩的事情。
We are all too willing to do things that people can readily appreciate.
我们太愿意做让别人感觉到我很关心他的事情。
And we are all too ready to do things that make people feel very visibly that we care for them.
喜欢做这样的良善的善事并不是错。
And having the desire to do these good things is not necessarily wrong.
这些善事是属乎道德行为的。
And these things are of an ethical nature.
我们基督徒当然应该有好的道德行为。
And obviously we should have a good moral behavior.
所以说我们要做这些事情。
So of course we should do these good things.
不过，如果基督教的教导只是在道德性行为上
，But if Christianity is only about this outward behavior, and ethics,
如果教会教导只是说你们怎么去做好事，怎么所教导的都是道德行为的事情
，If the church is concerned only with doing the right thing and only about these moral behavior,
而基督徒因着这样的教导全去追求。只是道德层面的善行。
And if Christians, because of these teachings, then go out and do all these moral behaviors, just for their own sake.
这样的基督教就不是耶稣带来的福音的基督教。
Then this kind of church will not be the church of the gospel that Christ has brought.
如果只在做在道德层面的基督教，就是与一般的宗教没有区别。
So if Christianity is just about doing the right thing morally and behaving rightly, then it is no different than other religions.
佛教、道教、印度教都在讲，你们要行善。
Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, all this is just saying you have to be good in your behavior.
如果基督教也只是讲你们要行善
，and if Christianity is just saying do the right thing,
我们和他们有什么区别？一点区别没有。
Do we have anything different than the other religions? No.
不但没有区别，基督教就不再是圣经所启示的基督教了。
And not only is there no difference with the other world religions, but this will no longer be the scripture revealed religion.
我们看到今天的经文中
，And we see in today's passage,
玛利亚是直接 把这一斤香膏浇在耶稣的头上。
That Mary poured all of the flask of this expensive ointment.
玛利亚的行为直接坐在上帝儿子耶稣基督的身上。
And then the act she done, she performed directly on the Son of God, Jesus.
没有人会夸奖她。
No one will congratulate her.
人们都会指责她。
No one will praise her, they will only rebuke her.
他们这么做完全出于对主耶稣的认识。
This is out of their understanding of Jesus.
完全是对福音的认知。
This is not understanding the gospel.
所以我们说玛利亚的行为是在基督信仰里的作为。
And so we see that Jesus, that Mary's act is an act of faith in Jesus.
也就是说她的行为出于她的信仰。
In other words, her act comes from her faith.
我在这里称这样的行为为信仰性行为。
And so I call this the act of faith, or the behavior from faith.
当然，周济穷人也可以是信仰中的行为。
Now, of course, giving to the poor can also be considered an act of faith.
然而，在今天经文所描写的具体个案里面
，And now we see that in the details in this passage,
我们必须承认周济穷人确实只是一件道德性行为。
And so from this passage, we see that that giving to the poor is merely an ethical or moral behavior.
因为他把原本信仰性的行为改变了。
Because this now changes or goes against an act from faith.
我也就是说，如果把这一斤香膏卖掉，卖三十两银子，周济穷人，这个行为就变成道德性行为了。
So in other words, if we were to take this alabaster flask of ointment and sell it and give to the poor, this would be an act from just moral behavior.
当然，我们不能笼统的说，是所有的道德性行为。纯粹都是道德性行为。
Now we can't say that all acts from moral behavior are merely acts of moral acts merely from moral behavior.
在具体个案中所表现的道德性行为，它也可以是信仰性行为。
Now we see based on the context that these acts of moral behavior might indeed be acts that come from faith.
当道德性的行为的出发点。也就是说他的动机和目的是信仰层面的时候这个道德性行为就变成了信仰性行为。
Now this external behavior, if its goal, if its cause comes from faith, then it can be considered an act from faith.
作为基督徒我们的行为都应该是信仰性行为。
And so, as Christians, all our acts should be acts that come from faith.
我们要知道我们作为基督徒，耶稣基督的这个福音的信仰已经成为我们生命的一部分。
So we see that that faith in Christ has already become a part of who we are.
所以我们的行为都应该是从这个信仰出来的。
So all the acts that we do should come from this faith that we have.
所以当我们从这个信仰的里面出来的行为，虽然是道德的性行为，也是为了荣耀上帝而有的。
And so even though these acts may be external, nevertheless, they should all come from God and should come from faith and should be to the glory of God.
今天经文所启示的真理提醒我们。
And so the truth that we see that revealed in Scripture passage today tells us.
不要以道德性行为来代替信仰性行为。
Do not use ethical or external moral behavior to go against behavior that comes from faith.
直接坐在上帝身上直接坐在上帝国度里面直接为上帝国度扩展的事情这些行为都是信仰性行为
Things that are done directly on God or done for his kingdom for the expansion of his kingdom these things are all acts coming from faith
唯有信仰性行为才是上好的
And then only acts that come from faith are the best
如果是道德性的善行它只是次好的行为
And so, if any good act is just merely for moral or ethical reasons, then this is at best second rate.
我不是说吃好的道德性行为，基督徒就不要去做。
Now, I'm not saying that which is second rate or second best, then therefore Christians don't have to do.
基督徒还是要去做。
Christians still ought to do external and moral behavior.
只是我们作为基督徒不能满足于自己道德性的善行。
But of course, as Christians, we are not able to fulfill everything with this merely moral behavior. Because it is not the best. We must not forget, we are Christians. We are the children of God. We must have acts that come from faith. We are to evangelize. And we are to expand God's kingdom here on earth. So that sinners may repent and return to God. To glorify His name. These are all acts of faith. And if we're doing something that we're sure is an act from faith,
我在这里说, 每一个基督徒都应该认真地全身心地投入去做这件事。
Then I've said before that all Christians should wholeheartedly pursue after this act of faith.
因为是信仰性行为, 那是讨上帝喜悦的事情。
Because it's an act of faith or act from faith, so this pleases God.
而关心人肉体的需要,
and now in terms of caring for the physical needs of people,
解决人们今世的难处,
to alleviate the suffering of people,
像这种道德性的行为,
this kind of moral behavior,
也是要去做的,
these kind of things, yes, we should also do.
不过,
but,
如果是基督徒, 就要借着对世人近似难处的关心, 最后达到一个目的, 要使他的灵魂得救。
But of course, when Christians do this thing for others, this kind of alleviation of physical suffering, there should be a goal, which is that his soul should be saved.
我们可以这么说, 基督徒就是以道德性行为开始，最后也要将它成为信仰性行为。
And so maybe we can say it this way: Christians can start with this acts of these moral acts, but its goal, this end goal, should always be an act of faith.
道德性行为怎么样才会变成信仰性行为？
So how do we get from an act of outward moral obedience to?
有一个很重要的前提。 只有当我们有信仰心的动机和目的的时候,
so there's an important requirement that only when we have faith as the goal and the purpose motivating this act,
基督徒的道德性行为才会成为信仰性行为,
then this external act of Christians can then become an act of faith.
也就是说当你关心别人难处的时候,
and so when you care and care for other people and visit them,
你在解决他难处的同时，要把耶稣基督的福音告诉他。
And that means that in this time, when as you're trying to alleviate their suffering, you're also to tell them of the good gospel of Jesus.
要让他看到你身上有耶稣基督的生命。
So that they might be able to see that Christ Jesus lives in you.
让他羡慕这样的生命。
And make them desire and thirst for that kind of life.
你的关怀就由道德性行为变成了信仰性行为。
Then in your visitation of them, that it is no longer an act of mere moral behavior, but an act from faith.
如果我们对别人难处的帮助仅仅是为了解决他的难处,
and if our concern and our care for them because of their suffering is only for the alleviation of their suffering,
甚至你帮他解决了难处以后，他心里开始骄傲起来。
And so perhaps even if you do actually fix this this physical suffering, then that person's heart might grow proud.
当他没难处的时候，他觉得自己啊，我什么都行。
Then when that person no longer has any suffering, that person will think, wow, I can do anything.
其实你帮助他解决这个难处，就是阻碍他来认识这个福音。
And so when you actually help and alleviate this person's suffering, you are actually preventing, hindering this person from coming to faith. And you are hindering this person from coming before God and repenting. And this is not a good act. So it is okay to have these good acts of good ethical acts, but you must remember that it must come from a motivation and desire and purpose of faith, so that we can then elevate this mere ethical act into an act of faith.
所以说，每一个基督徒的行为都应该是信仰性行为。
So every Christian's acts should be an act from faith.
上一个组织教会报告了。
And so last week, it was reported to the church.
今天教会退休会预算5000块。
And so the budget for this retreat is $5,000.
这个预算不是在教会年度预算里的。
And this was not in the annual budget.
因此就动员希望弟兄姊妹为教会退休会做特别的奉献。
And so for this retreat, church would ask that the congregation give especially for the sake of this retreat.
我们特别看到报告中强调那是十一奉献之外的奉献。
And then we made sure that in the bulletin it was clear that this offering should be in addition to or outside of the tithing, of regular tithing.
我在这里可以这么说，为教会退休会的奉献。
And so here I can say that the offering for the for the budget item for the retreat.
是我们基督徒信仰性的行为。
And that this that giving to this is an act from faith.
我们要知道教会退休会能够顺利进行，都是来让我们的灵命提高，都是让我们能够更好的认识上帝的一个行为。
And for we know this because this retreat, all of this is for the purpose of growing our spiritual lives to help us to see the spiritual things.
所以说它是信仰性行为。
So giving to this retreat is an act from faith.
对这样信仰性的行为，我相信每个基督徒、每个兄弟姐妹都能够积极的摆上自己。
And so I know and I trust that because it's an act of faith that every Christian will do it and will give themselves to this good task.
为退休会摆上我们自己。
And give of themselves for the sake of this retreat.
好，我们进入到今天圣经的第二条真理。
And so now we now enter into the discussion about the second truth from this passage.
第十三节说，我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的作为纪念。
Verse 13, truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
主耶稣告诉我们，无论在什么地方传福音，都要传讲玛利亚将香膏倒在她头上这件事。
And Jesus is saying, it's wherever this gospel is proclaimed, that the story of how Mary poured this ointment on his head, it will be told always in memory of her.
纪念玛利亚的这个作为。
And to commemorate this act from Maria.
如果我们不静下心来好好思想。
And if we do not still calm ourselves and think about this.
这个被纪念的事情很难与我们有直接的联系。
It seems like this commemoration of her act, it's very hard to apply to our lives, no relationship to our lives.
我们怎么把香膏倒在耶稣头上去啊？
How can we pour ointment onto Jesus' head?
我们怎么做能把香膏倒在耶稣头上？是不是很难联系自己？
Yeah, there's no way. How are we going to pour a flask of ointment onto Jesus' head?
所以说这一节经文是无法直接应用于我们生活中的。
So this verse cannot be directly applied one to one to our situation.
其实在圣经中有许多这样的经文。
Now, of course, in Scripture there are many other places where that are similar.
只是我们没有认真去思想。
But if we can't apply that, that means we have not sat down and meditated on it.
我们就把它跳过去了。
So we skip over it.
或者呢，我们拿来就这么用了。
Or maybe we just apply it directly.
而有些经文我们这样直接应用在我们生活当中，其实我们应用的不是圣经启示的真理。
And even when we try to apply it directly to our lives, this is not actually a scriptural a good application.
一个比较明显的例子。
For an obvious example, or extreme example.
哥林多前书十一章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13.
你们自己审查，女人祷告神不蒙头是合宜的吗？
Judge for yourselves, is it proper for a wife to pray to God with her head uncovered?
这句话的意思其实说不合宜，对不对？
And so this is saying, of course it's not proper.
是合宜的吗？其实就是不合宜。
So another question, is it proper? Of course not.
不合宜嘛，所以今天有的教会像小群教会。
And so then we know that some churches today.
小群教会里面的姊妹聚会的时候不戴顶帽子。
And so in these churches, all the sisters wear a head covering.
戴顶小帽头。
Maybe a little hat.
我们过去教会有一对夫妇回中国宣教，不是回中国做生意，在小群教会的聚会。
And so we know of two people from our church before when they went back to China to do business, and they came to one of these churches.
一年多回到我们教会来。
And after 1 year, came back to our church.
礼拜天做礼拜的，突然看到这姊妹头上怎么戴个小东西啊
？And suddenly on Sunday, then we see there's something on the sister's head.
他说觉得奇怪，怎么戴个小东西
？Well, what is that? It's a little small thing, very weird.
蒙头了。
Oh, so it covers the head.
他认为这样我就遵循了圣经的教训了。
And this person thought, well, if I have a head covering, then now I've obeyed this scripture.
如果这样直接遵循这个圣经字面的意思，那太容易了。
So if we just try to directly apply the external words of this verse, then it's too easy.
其实他没有真正明白这一段圣经所教导的真理是什么。
Because she has not actually understood what the truth that is trying to be communicated actually is.
甚至不是很难明白的，很容易明白的。
And even though it's not that difficult to understand, it's actually pretty easy to understand.
我们看十一章的第十节，跟十三节的上文。
So we'll look at verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 11, which is above verse 13.
第十节是这样说的，因此女人为天使的缘故，应当在头上有负权柄的记号。
Verse 10, this is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels.
所以女人为什么蒙头啊？
And so why do women cover their head?
蒙头证明她上面有权柄。
This reveals that there is an authority above her.
女人上面有权柄，这是蒙头这件事启示出来的真理。
And this is the truth revealed in concerning head coverings.
如果只是蒙着头戴个小帽子。
And this just means having a little hat to cover your head.
在教会却要掌握权柄，却要说了算。
But then this woman still wants to desire after authority and have her words matter and count for something.
这个蒙头毫无意义。
Then this head covering is pointless, without meaning.
只是虚假的表示自己很谦卑。
This is just a fake, an outward hypocritical expression of her humility.
或者更严格的说，
or perhaps even more sternly speaking,
就是假冒伪善。
This is hypocrisy.
反之，如果不蒙头，
and if she did not cover her head,
而做一个顺服权柄的女人，
but if she acts as a submissive woman,
这才是圣经所要教导的真理。
Then this is the truth that Scripture is trying to teach.
这才是真正的遵循了圣经的真理。
And this is true application and obedience to Scripture.
真正从心里顺服上帝的话语。
And this is comes from a heart of true submission to God's word.
今天经文也是这样。
So today's passage is also like this.
甚至说比我前面那个例子更明显。
And perhaps it is even more obvious than my previous example.
将一经相告交在耶稣头上，在主耶稣升天以后，任何人都是无法做到的。
And for this pouring of a flask of alabaster of ointment onto Jesus' head after he went back to heaven and ascended, no one can do it.
如果按照字面我们来理解，主耶稣说，主耶稣要我们诉说这件事作为纪念，就没有实质性的意义。
So if we only look at this externally or literally, then it's no longer meaningful for us.
但那是不可能的。主耶稣说话说没有意义的话，主耶稣会说吗？不会，那是不可能的。
But if it's a meaningless word, then Jesus say, of course not. So Jesus does not say anything that's meaningless.
所以我们要从这件事上要明白圣经所启示的真理在哪里。
So here we're supposed to look and see what is this truth that is trying to be revealed here.
可以让我们真的来纪念玛利亚交香膏在耶稣头上这件事。
So that we can truly commemorate Mary and her act of pouring out the flask of ointment upon Jesus' head.
在马可福音已经告诉我们，这一瓶香膏可以卖30多两银子。
And we see in Mark that this flask could have been sold for 30 shekels of silver.
是相当昂贵的。
So this is very, very expensive.
但是不仅仅因为香港 香膏的价格昂贵。
But this is not simply because this ointment is expensive.
我们更要看到香膏的用途是很重要的。
We also have to see the use or the function of this ointment.
在犹太诗经书里说，犹太人、以色列人的女孩子都要为自己准备这样一瓶香膏。
And we see in Jewish rituals that all Jewish women are to prepare for themselves a flask of this nature.
在她婚嫁的时候，就要把这瓶香膏用在她的婚礼上。
And so, in her wedding, this is to be used for her wedding.
在座的都基本上都是许多人都是过来的人，我们都知道婚嫁是一件很重要的事情。
Oh, and we see that this is actually about her dowry, and for many of us coming from this background, we know that it's an important part of the wedding marriage.
如果我们说婚姻决定一个人一生是否幸福，那也不会过。
And then if we talk about how a wedding can determine someone's good or bad, then that's not saying too much.
女孩子嫁个好丈夫，那你一生幸福。
For if a woman is married to a good husband, then she will have a good life.
你要嫁个不好的，你一生就没有幸福。
And if a woman marries a bad husband, then it will be a life marked by misfortune.
男孩子要娶一个好妻子。
And if man finds a good wife,
一生幸福。
Then he'll be lucky for a whole life.
如果娶一个泼妇不讲道理的，你一生倒霉。
And then if the man marries an unreasonable woman, then this will be a life of.
所以婚姻是相当相当重要的一件事情。
So marriage is an important, very important thing.
有的人说，哎呀，不行，再离婚嘛。
And some people say, ah, well, if it doesn't work out, just divorce.
在基督教里，离婚谈都不要谈。
And in
the Christian church. 所以说婚姻就是相当重要。
Mention of divorce, it shouldn't even be mentioned. Therefore, marriage is very important.
反过来说，基督教里不谈离婚，这是上帝的真理。
And or to say another way, Christians should not talk about divorce because this is God's truth.
离婚再娶的都没有第一次婚姻来的幸福。
And in general, we can say that the second marriage is after someone has been divorced is never as good as the first.
不要以为我娶个老公这么烦人。
And so don't think, this husband that I married, this person is so annoying.
我离婚，我另娶一个。
So I'm just going to get divorced and find another one.
我告诉你，你娶个老公烦人，上帝就是让你学功课。
And I tell you that if
啊，你嫁个老公，就上帝让你学功课。
If someone marries a husband who's annoying, then this is God.
你如果没学完功课，你说这个老公太烦人了，我离婚，我再嫁一个。
Then God has homework for you. There's still some training to do. And if you say, "Ah, he's too annoying," and I have to then go and find someone else.
告诉你，再嫁一个更烦的。
I'm telling you, the person you'll find will be even more annoying because the homework God prepares for you is not yet finished.
所以婚姻是一件很重要的事，所以以色列的女孩子就要为自己准备一瓶香膏。
So because
in the
Bible, marriage is important. Then, so in Israelite custom, the women had to prepare a very expensive flask of ointment.
所以当玛利亚把这一瓶香膏倒在耶稣头上的时候，
and so when Mary pours this flask onto the whole flask under the head of Jesus,
其意义是什么？
What
is 其意义就是我这一生的幸福全在这里了。
And she is saying that all my life's happiness and fortune is upon this person.
她没有留一点，毫无保留的全部倒，我这一生全部。
She did not leave herself even one bit, but gave it all, saying that all my happiness and fulfillment can be found in this person.
似乎有点像赌博押宝似的，我押在这上面。
This is almost like in gambling where you go all in.
但玛利亚绝不是赌博押宝。
Now, of course, we're not saying that Mary is a gambler.
玛利亚是出自对主耶稣的认识。
She does this out of her faith and her understanding of Jesus.
她这个宝绝对不会押错。
And she knows that there is no way she'll be wrong in giving everything to Jesus.
虽然她知道主耶稣就要上十字架。
Even though she knows that he will soon go to the cross.
但是玛利亚通过十字架看到后面荣耀天国的君王。
But she can see through past the cross to see that behind that is the heavenly the Lord of hosts, the heavenly Lord of hosts.
他也更看重自己将要成为天国君王的幸福。
And she can see through all this that she will be the bride to this heavenly Lord of hosts.
她为天国君王的婚宴倒下了一瓶香膏。
And for the sake of this mighty Lord of heaven, she is willing to pour out all her flask.
主耶稣肯定了玛利亚这一个举动。
And so Jesus confirmed this act from Maria.
普天之下，无论什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所行的作为纪念。
Wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
我们要纪念主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
We must remember that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
就像耶稣说的，他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。
And as Jesus said, in pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial.
玛利亚也看到耶稣不但为我们死，也为我们生而复活。
And Mary saw that this is not only because of death, Jesus' death for us, but also his burial and resurrection.
这不是玛利亚一种猜测。
And this isn't Mary guessing or forecasting.
因为主耶稣每次预言自己要受死的时候，都提到我三天以后要复活。
Because every time Jesus talks about his coming death, he also mentions that on the third day he will rise.
只是跟随耶稣的这些门徒没有听进去。
Except it's just that the disciples who were with him did not understand or perceive this.
而坐在耶稣脚下听到的玛利亚，这个信息完全进入到他心里。
But the Mary who sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to him, this truth entered into her heart.
她相信这位天国的君王虽然死了，但必复活。
And so she knows that though this Lord, this heavenly Lord will die, yet will he live.
当耶稣在十字架上成就了救赎之功以后，就要升到高天，坐在父神的右边。
And so when Jesus, after he would pay the price for this salvation, he will ascend into heaven and sit at the right hand of the heavenly Father.
玛利亚能够借着耶稣讲到的信息，她在信心中看见天国上那荣耀的一幕。
So because she listened to Jesus' words, then through faith, she's able to see that glorious vista in heaven.
天国的君王坐在父神的右边。
And so here she sees the Lord of heaven sit at the right hand of his heavenly Father.
掌管着审判全地的权柄。
And has all authority to judge all things.
并要将每一个属他的人都带到那永远的国度里。
And so that he may bring everyone who belongs to his kingdom of salvation to himself.
就这样一位，唯有这样一位天国的君王。
There is only one such Lord of heaven.
玛利亚看到。
And Mary saw it.
我们是否像玛利亚一样，借着上帝启示的圣经，也看到玛利亚所看到的一切？
Are we the same as Mary so that we can see through the revealed word of God what Jesus is telling us?
很可惜的是，许多时候我们信心的眼睛没有完全被打开。
Unfortunately, many times our eyes of faith have not yet been opened.
我们看天国的荣耀看得迷迷糊糊的，不清楚。
And so when we look to see the glory of heaven, it's but dimly and faint.
看那荣耀的君王，天国的君王也是迷迷糊糊的，好像有，好像没有。
And just our vision of this heavenly Lord, it's flickering in and out. Sometimes there, sometimes not.
我在这里不是毫无根据的说我们没有看清楚。
And of course, I'm not saying without scriptural basis that we don't see clearly.
我们确实没看清楚。
It's true that we have not seen clearly.
因为如果我们看清楚了，我们也会像玛利亚一样，打开我们手中的香膏。浇在这位君王的头上。
Because if we do see clearly, then we will be like Mary, and we will pour out the expensive ointment from our hands onto Jesus' head.
如果我们看清楚了，我们就不会像今天一样不冷不热。
And if we actually see clearly the glory of this heavenly King, then we won't be lukewarm, neither hot nor cold.
我们就会为宣教的事火热。
We will be on fire and fervent for world missions.
我们就会每时每刻。去彰显上帝的荣耀。
And we will find every second and every moment to display the glory of God.
只是我们今天没有打开手中的香膏。
Except today we have not opened up the flask of ointment at our hand.
当然，我在这里说的香膏不是玛利亚那种香膏。
Of course, the ointment I'm speaking of is not Mary's kind of ointment.
我们的手中的香膏不是玛利亚手中的香膏。
The flask of ointment in our hands is not that of the of Maria's.
我们手中的香膏就是我们生活、我们生命中最重要的那个东西。
The flask of ointment I'm referring to is the most important thing in our lives.
我们的香膏可能是我们的钱财。
Perhaps our flask of ointment could be our wealth.
可能是我们的儿女。
Maybe this could be our children.
可能是我们的名誉地位。
Maybe this is our standing or our fame and prestige.
我们能为天国的缘故放弃我们这些宝贵的、看为宝贵的东西吗？
Are you willing for the sake of the kingdom of heaven to give up even these precious things?
如果我们不能够放弃在地上在世人看来很宝贵的这些钱财、这些儿女、这些名誉地位。
If we are not able to give up that which the people around us see as important, whether it be wealth or children or our prestige, our social standing. This is because we do not clearly see the glory of our Lord who is in heaven. We haven't seen this glorious Lord of hosts in heaven, and so that's why we care about these earthly things. When we finally and truly see this heavenly king, this Lord of hosts, then what is the value of the things on earth? It counts as nothing. How would we be unwilling to give it up? Now, I'm not saying that brothers and sisters here don't have true service. Now, all we brothers and sisters, we have given, truly served God. But many times, we serve out of the excess, the extra things that we don't have, that we have but we don't need. I have so much stuff to do.
做完了，哎，剩下的时间，哎，去教会。
Ah, okay. Now I'm done with all my stuff. Now I have some time to go to church.
我的金钱有好多好多地方要用。
Oh, I got so many places that I need to spend money.
最后剩下一点，我们给教会。
Well, but oh, there's some leftover. Let's give that to the church.
我们没有像那位穷寡妇一样，投了自己养生的两个小钱。
We are not that widow that had that.Having nothing gave her two little copper coins. So instead, we actually just invest the two extra copper coins that we don't really need, that's left over. Why is it this way? Because we do not see the glory of our heavenly Lord of hosts. And if we truly see the glory of our heavenly Lord of hosts, why, then we will not just give of our excess of our two little small coins. When we finally see the glory of our heavenly Lord of hosts, then we'll be like Mary and pour out our whole flask upon Jesus' head and give ourselves fully to the expansion of God's kingdom. And so here and now we should come and ask of God. And pray and ask that He would open fully our eyes of faith. So that our eyes can fully perceive the glory of our heavenly King. So that we will live for the kingdom of heaven. So we will live for the glory of the King of the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you so much for your precious word given to us.
你的话语让我们真的看到。
Your word.
我们的盼望不在地上。
Can help us truly see that our hope is not in on this earth.
求主把我们的心举起来。
Heavenly Father, may you lift up our hearts.
举到天上与你相见。
And lift them up all the way to heaven to be with you.
让我们今天活着的真的不再是我自己。
So that when we live, that we might not live for ourselves.
而是你里在我们里面，在你在我们里面活着。
But rather that you live in us.
活出你要我们活着的样子。
To help us live out that which you want us to live out.
将我们一生投入到你天国的事业里面。
So that all our lives we would invest it for your kingdom.
求你保守我们。
May you protect us.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in your son's precious name.
Amen.